Speaking and listening. An interview. You are going to hear part of an interview with an expert on the video games industry talking about the increasing popularity of gaming. Listen to the interview and complete the notes.
It's a bit strange, isn't it, that so little attention is paid to video games in the mainstream media when it's so popular with large numbers of people?
It is odd, yes. And there's no doubt about how big the games industry is. Last year, global sales of video game software reached $40 billion. Compare that with films. In the same period, cinemas around the world took only $28 billion. It's the way things are going. For the last 20 years, sales of games have gone up by 10% a year, while growth in films has stayed more or less the same. As for the music industry, well, that's going backwards.
So, why do you think it's still largely ignored in the media?
I think there are various reasons. One has to do with the age of editorial staff, the people making decisions about what to include in newspapers or TV programmes. They're typically in their 40s or 50s, and they tend to regard video gaming as a young person's thing. I think, though, there might be sound reasons why you don't see reports about video games on TV or in the popular magazines and papers. For one thing, there aren't any celebrities to talk about, show photos of, and interview. Characters in games don't have personalities or interesting private lives. Another point is that it's very hard to describe games in language that makes them accessible or interesting to non-gamers. There's a shared vocabulary that sounds like an alien tongue to outsiders.
Right. But are things changing?
Yes. I think there are signs that the market for games is widening. If you look at the adverts for the big hardware producers like Sony or Nintendo, they're targeting wider markets than before. Families, the over 50s, people who so far haven't got into video games in a big way. And women too. Research suggests that the largest group playing games on their computers isn't young boys, but women between 25 and 54.
So, video games are the future of entertainment?
I'd say so, yes. It's all about changing attitudes. One objection to games that you hear a lot is that they're pointless, a waste of time. But I think that actually is the point. We're all expected to grow up and become productive citizens. But maybe we'd be better off if we allowed ourselves time to play, to do something just because it's fun.